You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of the Ask Drone You podcast. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and we are grateful that you're hanging with us today, understanding the options that are available to you. They are many, they are everywhere, and yet you're here, and that's really cool, so thank you.
Yes, thank you. We're excited for today's show, just because this is something that we've been wanting to talk about for a while, so very excited about this in the next round of shows. As you guys know, I am going to be out of the country, and we've recorded a lot of these shows kind of up front due to the wedding. So bear with us. Keep asking those questions. Don't be afraid. Go to askdroneyou.com. And also just want to say, don't forget about our second annual Drone You Fly-In. It's the only practical mission-based drone conference. That means you actually fly drones for a majority of the conference. 3 days this year instead of two. And you're going to want to sign up because there's not that many spots left. Check it out, droneyouflyin.com, and you can even see what exercises that we're going to be doing this year. So check it out, droneyouflyin.com.
And by the way, if you're listening, Paul is married right now.
Oh.
At the time that this is airing, he's
wow,
married.
That's creepy.
That's kind of freaky when based on when we're recording. And,
it's only creepy because I'm not married right now, like in real life. But as this is launched, I will be.
Yep.
Weird. All right. Well,
definitely. Anyways,
good job at
stressing you out.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe it loosened you up.
We'll see.
All right. Yeah, we will. Here we go.
Hello, Paul and Rob. Dorian Hitchcock from the great state of Idaho here with a bit of a follow-up question from episode 781 when you discussed the unique H520. In that podcast, you mentioned that this drone is made for industrial use and not so much for pretty pictures and videography. So my question is, what about this drone, be it hardware, software, interface, etc., that leads you to that conclusion? You say that the higher data density of the images, and now Pix4D support, make it well suited for mapping, modeling, and photogrammetry. So do these capabilities come with trade-offs when it comes to more artistic applications? Can it film, for example, in a neutral RAW format similar to D-Log, for post-processing and color grading? Are there limitations to the control interface, gimbal design, or other characteristics of the bird that would hold you back from capturing the smooth, buttery footage we all crave so much? I ask this because I am an aspiring drone entrepreneur and see mapping and modeling as an exciting way to put my 107 to use, but I'd still want to be able to go out and capture cinematic golden hour video on family vacation, or maybe shoot clips for TV ads, maybe even film a buddy's wedding, etc. So would this drone work for me? Thank you for everything you do for the community, and I look forward to hearing your thoughts.
Thank you very much, Dorian. That is a very well thought out and articulated question. Appreciate that. We've been getting a lot of great questions lately, and just can't say thank you guys enough. Really appreciate it. Keep them coming. AskDroneU.com is where you can get your particular question in, like Dorian did. So, yeah, he's kind of asking us to dig a little bit more into the 520 because it was certainly something that was said in one of the past episodes that great for mapping, not as much for some of the videography style stuff.
So let's talk about that for a second, because I'm actually glad that we're having this conversation. Right after I recorded that show, we actually went to a Pix4D summit and kind of learned some things that, well, have changed my mind completely on the unique. And that may upset some of you, and I'm sorry, but this is some information I've figured out. But before we go into that information, let's talk for a second about his questions concerning it's not a bird for quote-unquote cinematography and photography. Can you shoot raw pictures? Yes, you can shoot raw pictures. But one of the things that's difficult about the unique H520 is the remote. And I actually just took the bird out of the studio because we just finished filming a review and all this information is in the review. But you'll notice the trigger, the photo trigger button, is below the left stick. So it's very hard to really use when you are flying. It's not kind of natural, I think, is kind of the way I think about it. Because on that DJI remote, you can still articulate the sticks and naturally press the shutter button without a problem or without removing your fingers off of the sticks. And you can't do that with the Unique.
Which, by the way, is something that you teach beginning pilots is don't ever take your thumbs off the sticks.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So in addition to that, the H520, it does shoot video. It can shoot video. I don't believe that it shoots raw video, though. In fact, I'm pretty sure it does not shoot raw video. Now, when I said it's not for cinematography, can you still, you know, get good video with it? Yes, I actually like the quote-unquote manual flight mode. But when you're in GPS mode, the bird articulates in kind of a, what is the word? Kind of like a pendulum fashion. If you're all the way forward on the stick, you'll notice the bird actually pitch back and then pitch back forward to maintain the speed. It's just kind of one of those flight controller settings, and that's what you get when you're, you know, dealing with the Pixhawk flight controller. So, is it for really beautiful photography? You can't shoot auto exposure bracketing either. That's not there. So it's definitely not a photography machine. It's definitely not a videography machine. Now, when it comes to mapping, it's really interesting because for a while I thought this, hey, this was a great mapping machine because, look, it's got 6 rotors. It can fly more days out of the year than a Phantom 4 Pro could. It's supposed to have the same camera, but now I'm really kind of questioning the whole thing, and here's why. I processed the same area with the Unique Typhoon H and with the Phantom 4 Pro. I got 122 images doing a grid mission in 2 orbits with the Phantom 4 Pro. I got 125 images with the Unique H520. I didn't have any way to do orbits automated, so I did them manually. That's why I had a couple more pictures. That being said, when I processed these two maps, the Phantom 4 Pro had a point density of 24,000 points per square meter, where the Unique had just over 6,000. So 24,000 versus 6,000 in point density. In addition, there were 10 million points on the Phantom 4 Pro map, and there were 9 million points. It was like 10.5 and 9.1 million points on the Unique. But what was really weird, I flew both of these missions at 90 feet in elevation, or 90 feet AGL above ground level. My ground sampling distance on the Phantom 4 Pro was 0.47 centimeters, okay? On the Unique, it was 0.77 centimeters. Flying at the same altitude, that's really weird. So talking to Pix4D, I was like, okay, I'm really confused here. I'm trying to figure this out. He's like, well, first of all, as you guys heard in the Pix4D podcast, every sensor is different. And all these sensors are not calibrated. So you can even have different results from one Phantom 4 Pro to another Phantom 4 Pro. But that being said, what is really interesting here is that he goes, you need to change your processing settings to linear rolling shutter, because the Phantom 4 Pro has a global shutter where essentially it sees the whole sensor in one shot, just boom, picture, right? The Unique is looking at the sensor from right to left. So it goes whoop, photo. Right. So the pixel in the top right corner and the pixel in the bottom left corner are taken at 2 separate times. The linear rolling shutter. Instead of in an instant, which is what causes the GSD problem and what also causes issues with point density. So anyway, I reran the process with the Unique in linear rolling shutter, and I got more points, 10 million points, but my point density per square meter only ticked up to 7,000 versus 24,000 with the Phantom 4 Pro. Again, really interesting. So now, did it change my ground sampling distance? Yes, it did change the ground sampling distance to 0.73 centimeters versus the original score of 0.77 centimeters. But that's still a full 0.3 centimeters difference from the Phantom 4 Pro, even though these birds flew at the same altitude. So is there any good news to this? Well, if you're flying construction, oftentimes I've heard a lot of contractors say there's just too many points on these maps and it crashes my computer. So if you're doing, you know, progression modeling for construction, I still think it's, you know, a decent solution. But, and I go into way more detail in my review about all the other things on this, because I had my my hopes were so high for this bird, because I think competition is really a good thing here for us.
Absolutely.
You know? And
sure,
it's just failed me every turn I've taken. You know, people are like, well, the reason that we bought the H520 is that everything is in one remote, right? I've got the screen in the remote. It's built in, the ST16. I'm like, okay. So after 6 months of having it, it's overheated on days where my iPhone doesn't even overheat, on days where my iPad doesn't even overheat. Mm. And here in the Southwest, you know, overheating is a big problem. And with the ST16 remote from the H520, if it overheats, you lose your whole mapping mission and everything that you were doing. Mm. So the fact that you have to take your fingers off the sticks and that it overheats, I'm like, okay, that nixes my convenience of it all being in one remote, because you're not going to be able to operate half the time.
Sure.
So
now that all makes sense. One question in terms of a positive as it relates to some of the industrial uses of the drone is the whole data issue, and how with DJI drones, that data is, as far as we know, going overseas, shall we say, versus unique, that's going to stay local, right? Is that a misconception? How important do you think that is?
There are ways to limit data transfer with DJI, with the local privacy mode is one way. But another way, too, is that you don't have DJI Go open at all and you're just using mapping with the Pix4D application. Mm. Then your DJI Go 4 app doesn't even have access to the internet. So there's no way for the data to be shared.
Okay. And it won't do it later once it does connect, because it won't have never connected to that particular data set.
What do you mean? So, I mean, like, your flight logs from even when you did fly on Pix4D should still be showing up in your flight logs. But if you delete the application off your phone and then put the app back on to upgrade the firmware, you should not be sending any data anywhere that it shouldn't be going. But you can always wipe the data too.
But you need to take those measures if that's a concern.
Yeah, if you're doing critical infrastructure, it's still my understanding that you can't fly DJI unless there are certain security protocols taken. But, you know, now with Intel's new, they just came out with a new release of their Falcon 8. They call it the Falcon 8 Plus. If you're doing critical infrastructure mapping, you probably want to use that drone anyway, because it's utilizing, I think it's the Sony, it's not the full 42 megapixel. I think it's 36 megapixels, but it's a Sony sensor. It's the Exmor sensor, big one. And if you're doing critical infrastructure, you know, Intel is an American company, so you're going to be just fine flying them. But in most cases, you're going to be okay flying DJI.
Cool.
So, yeah.
All right.
I think that answers that question. If you have a question, go to askadroneu.com, upload that question, leave us a review. It helps other people find the podcast. And again, guys, after 6 months of testing this bird, I've just finally kind of realized this is where we're at. So anyway, if you have a question, again, I've already said that, leave us a review. I appreciate it. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.